Scoop. True stories that have made headlines.
...1867. Ghost aboard the HMS Asp.
They suggested I should come and see you, Captain Aldridge. After all, you were the Asp's last captain.
That's true. You say your name is William.
Yes, sir.
You were a newspaper reporter.
Yes.
I see. Mr. Williams, as you know, I've retired from the Navy. It's a long time since I first went aboard the Asp. 17 years, to be exact. Surely the story is no longer of any interest to a newspaper.
On the contrary. As far as I can see, it's never been told. That's why my editor sent me to see you. Naturally, anything to do with ghosts is good copy. In fact, I can't understand why nothing's ever been written before.
What is it you want to know?
Is the story of the Grey Lady true?
Mr. Williams, I suggest we have a cup of tea together. Would you be good enough to ring that bell next to you?
This one?
That's it, thank you. Yeah, it's cold even for February, isn't it?
I imagine there'll be snow before evening. They say the Asp was a converted ferry boat.
Yes. She'd spent 20 years running on the ferry service between Scotland and Ireland before the Navy bought her. I often wonder why they bothered.
She was converted to a survey boat, wasn't she?
Yes, she'd been commissioned to make a... Yes, Tom. Please ask Mrs. Edmonds to make tea for us.
Aye, aye, sir.
Tom's a sailor?
Was a sailor, until they invalided him out of the Navy. He was my steward aboard the Asp. Now then, where were we? Oh, yes. The Navy bought the Asp cheaply, and she'd just been refitted and re-engined as a survey vessel to work around the coastal waters of the British Isles. That's how things were when I first saw her, early in 1850, in the naval dock at Pembroke.
I believe she was described as a squat, beetle-like paddle-wheeler of about 150 tons.
Oh, she was no beauty, certainly. What's more, her engine used to wheeze so much we used to call her the old kettle. I wouldn't have fancied sailing in her to Ireland. She'd been repainted when I first saw her.
Morning, Chief. How are things going?
Morning, sir. She seems in pretty good trim.
Well, she looks better than when I saw her last. Touch of paint makes all the difference.
It does indeed, sir.
Right. Shall we go aboard?
Very good, sir. You'll come this way.
Not many fitters aboard, from what I can see. Is this their lunch hour?
Not that I know of, sir.
Well, I hope the dockyard manager's not slacking. We're going to get to sea in a month's time. Is Mr. Lansdowne here yet?
At the Chandler, sir.
Good. We've got to get her provisioned in time. Has the manager given you a date yet?
A date, sir?
When we can take over.
Not yet.
Good heavens, man, why ever not? I was under the impression it was the 19th.
Well, it was the original date. This is your cabin, sir.
Thank you. You say that was the original date. Why should it have changed?
Well, sir, it's rather difficult to explain.
Then you'd better try and do so at once. What's the matter with the ship?
Well, all Joan said was, you'll be lucky if you ever get the ship to sea.
And he expects me to accept that? You better send for him, Mr. Fraser. I want a date out of him now.
He did say one other thing, sir.
And that was?
That his workmen are threatening to walk off the job.
I'm not prepared to listen to excuses from a man who is obviously not capable of controlling his men. It has nothing whatsoever to do with...
I'm afraid it's nothing like that, sir. They say there's something wrong with the ship and they don't want to work on her any longer.
What's wrong?
Jones says he's tried to find out, but everyone he's questioned closes up like a clam.
Did you ever discover what had been worrying them, Captain Aldridge?
Not at the time, Mr. Williams. Frankly, I don't know what I would have done if I had.
But you got to sea.
Yes, after several delays for one reason or another, we left our first survey assignment off the Mersey Estuary. She wasn't the most comfortable ship in the Navy, but she seemed to be serving her purpose.
When did you first realize that something was wrong?
Well, certainly not at once, although on our first night out of Pembroke, Lieutenant Lansdowne, the quartermaster, came to see me. He said the men were upset because strange noises had been heard coming from the aft storeroom adjoining my quarters.
What sort of noises?
He wasn't able to tell me. I said he was wasting my time. And then, on the following night, things began to move.
What's the matter, Watson? Aren't you feeling well? You're looking very pale.
I'm all right, sir. May I pour you another cup of coffee, sir?
Yeah, thank you. Well, my word, man, what's the matter with your hands?
Hands?
But they're shaking as if you had the palsy. Careful, you've spilt the coffee.
Sorry, sir.
You been drinking or something?
No, sir, no. I haven't had a drop since we left Pembroke.
I should hope not. Better see the doctor. Get him to give you something.
Very good, sir. Is there anything else I can get you, sir?
Well, haven't we got any biscuits?
In the storeroom, sir.
But ask Lieutenant Lansdowne to give you the keys and you can get me a few.
They're in the aft storeroom, sir.
I hardly imagined they were anywhere else. Hurry up, man. My coffee's getting cold.
I could bring you some bread and butter, sir.
That is not what I asked for. I asked for biscuits. Now then, are you going to do as I ask you, or must I...
I'll go, sir.
You'd better pull yourself together, Watson, or I'll have to find another steward.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I really don't know what...
May I come in, sir?
Ah, come in, Lansdowne. Well, off you go, Watson, and bring another cup of coffee for Lieutenant Lansdowne.
Very good, sir.
What's the matter with Watson?
I wish I knew. I've never seen him so jumpy.
He's not the only one.
What do you mean by that?
There's something going on aboard the Asp, and I can't find out what it is.
More noises?
Yes, sir.
Who's been complaining this time?
Able seamen Brown and Ellis.
Oh, I don't believe it. Two of the best and most reliable seamen aboard.
I know. That's why the situation's getting out of hand.
What do you think they've heard, and where?
Same place as last night, sir. The aft storeroom. As for what? The clinking of glass, something that sounded like a scuffle, and...
Well, and what?
A woman laughing.
What did you say?
A woman laughing, sir.
Don't talk nonsense. How could there possibly be a woman aboard the Asp?
Well, that's what's upsetting everyone, sir. They know it's impossible.
Is there anything missing from the storeroom?
Well, I checked it myself this morning. Nothing's been moved.
I see. Well, what do you think it is?
I don't know.
Are the men upset?
Very. That's why we've got to do something about it. It's as much as I can do to persuade them to go into the storeroom and fetch something for me.
I had experience of that just before you came in. I wanted some biscuits, but when I asked Watson to get the keys from you, you'd think I'd asked him to jump overboard. He was terrified.
I don't think it would have been so bad if it hadn't been for the woman. After all, you don't expect a hero.
You believe there's a woman aboard, Mr. Lansdowne?
Well, I don't see how there could be.
Neither do I. I wonder...
Yes?
What if one of the seamen is setting up the situation in order to steal from the storeroom?
I don't see how that would work.
If he succeeded in keeping the crew away from the storeroom, he might very well break in one night.
Yes, you could be right, sir.
Whether I am or not, it's worth acting on the possibility. I want you to put a guard on the storeroom and keep him there until we reach Liverpool.
The point being, sir, who do we use?
They can't all be afraid.
Well, most of them are. I'd say Wilkes is the toughest of the lot. I'll try him.
Is that the coffee for Lieutenant Lansdowne, Watson?
Yes, sir.
Good. Put it there on my table.
Very good, sir.
Give Watson the keys to the storeroom, Lansdowne. I want him to go down...
Pardon me, sir.
I'll get the biscuits, sir. I'm not accusing Watson or anyone else for that matter of theft, but I'd like to keep an eye on quantities. After all, we don't want our ghost to start.
Ghost? Upon my word, Lansdowne, what will you say next? Who ever heard of a ghost aboard a Royal Navy ship?
I must admit I haven't, sir, but it's never too late to start.
So the men thought it was a ghost as early as that, did they?
I don't know what they thought. I know the idea struck me as being ludicrous at the time.
Did the guard hear anything that night?
Not a thing. In fact, there was no more trouble until we reached Liverpool. And then?
What happened then?
Well, to start with, two of the crew deserted. They just jumped ship with all their belongings and we never heard of them again.
Oh, incredible.
I remember we were lying at anchor in the Mersey off Liverpool. It was a beautiful summer's evening. Full moon, sky full of stars. Never seen anything like it. I'd taken a walk about the docks before turning in and expected to have a good night's sleep. I was wrong. I couldn't sleep. I tossed and turned restlessly for over an hour. Whatever one might have thought of the Asp, she had a strange atmosphere.
What sort of atmosphere?
It's difficult to say. Almost as if she were brooding over past misfortunes.
You could feel it that night.
I felt it every night, Mr. Williams. But I never mentioned the fact to any of the crew. To continue, I was lying in the bunk, wondering how to cope with the enigma of the storeroom, when I heard it. I heard something bump, and then muffled voices. It came from the storeroom exactly as Lansdowne had said. I jumped out of my bunk, grabbed the lantern that hung on a hook above me. Then, as I crossed my cabin towards the door, I heard a woman cry out. Heard her scream as distinctly as if she were in the room with me.
What did you do?
Lansdowne was right. The sound came from the storeroom, right next to my quarters. Lantern in hand, I burst into the cabin. There was nothing there. I could see the casks and crates that held the ship's provisions, but that was all. I tell you, Mr. Williams, there was no living creature in the cabin that night.
And so HMS Asp was haunted.
For 7 years. And yet, even after that night's experience, I fought against the fact that my ship was haunted and purposely said nothing about the strange affair in my official reports.
Well, how could you keep such a secret?
You know, Mr. Williams, there were frequently long periods when we'd all begin to wonder whether we hadn't dreamt the whole horrible affair. Days and weeks passed, during which our ghostly visitor made not one appearance. Then the haunting would begin again. It was after one particularly long stretch of silence that my chief officer, Alan Fraser, and I went ashore. While we were tied up in the River Dee to dine with friends, I remember the occasion vividly. We were late returning to the ship.
What about a nightcap, Fraser? I think we both deserve it after such a long walk.
Thank you, sir. I'd like one.
Yeah, I'll get the glasses out of the cupboard. There's a good fella.
Very good, sir.
The men seem to be settling down again.
Yes, sir. Since the last haunting, when three of them asked to be transferred to another ship, everything's been quiet enough.
I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, last us up.
Ah, thank you. I was beginning to wonder whether we weren't all going mad. Even poor old Watson is looking happier these days. There we are. Your health, Fraser.
And yours, sir. Well, I'm sure he wouldn't be here at all if you weren't captain of the Asp. He's always said he wouldn't work for any other captain.
That's very flattering of him. Actually, I'd thought of offering him employment as my personal servant when I retire from the service.
Oh, you've got a long time to go, sir.
17 years. But one's got to plan one's future well in advance.
Have you any idea where you want to retire?
Not really. Although I'd like to be near the sea. It's impossible to get the salt out of one's veins, I'm afraid. I can't imagine
Captain.
What I'd do without...
Captain. Those sounds.
They're coming from next door. I'm going to look.
I'm coming with you.
You got the storeroom key?
A sheer chance I have. The quartermaster had a duplicate made for me only yesterday.
Good. Let's get inside.
It stopped.
I'll go in first.
Oh, can you see anything?
There's no one here. Just the casks and cases with the provisions and... Fraser, come inside a moment.
Something wrong?
I don't know. Can you smell anything?
Vegetables.
Apart from that, like flowers, like perfume.
Yes, you're right. I believe you're right. I can smell it.
There must be someone here. A woman. Fraser, help me search. She must be hidden somewhere.
There is again. But where? There's nowhere for her to hide.
Who are you? Who are you?
Tell you, the cabin's empty. You can see every corner.
That perfume. It's gone.
I don't like it.
I agree with you. Now I've heard her twice. First that strangled cry, and now this. I tell you, Fraser, if this goes on much longer, there won't be a man left aboard the Asp. I'll never forget that night as long as I live. Whatever we tried to pretend to ourselves, it was obvious the ship was haunted.
Do you know who the woman was?
No. Well, we still tried to keep the affair secret. Though how we did so, I really wouldn't know. Because the men begged for transfers one after the other. At every port they left us. Some simply refusing to sail in the ship and deserting. Then there was another night, more frightening than the last. I'd gone to bed early, was in a sound sleep when...
Captain, in heaven's name, wake up.
Yes, what is it?
It's Lansdowne, sir.
What's the matter? Has something happened to the ship?
Will you please come on deck, sir?
Your face, it's ashen. You look as though you'd seen a ghost.
I have.
What?
That's why you must come on deck, sir. She's there. I saw her myself. I know you think I'm imagining things, but she is there.
Well, did she make any sound this time? Did she laugh or scream?
No, at least not while I was there. I left the bosun and one of the seamen to watch her. They might have heard something.
Come on, then. Let's go.
There you are, sir, over the... She's gone.
Perhaps she was never there.
She was there, I swear it. She was standing on the paddle box, dressed in a grey gown, and she was pointing a finger at the sky.
Listen to me, Lansdowne. She was a trick of the light. The moon shining on the brass.
No, no, sir, it wasn't like her. And I got witnesses to prove it.
Oh, the men are so obsessed by this ghost that they'd say anything.
You'd think I'm lying.
I think you were mistaken.
Well, you've heard her and smelt the perfume she was wearing.
Well, that's true, but to see her... Oh, that's a different matter. I can't believe it.
Six more men have asked for a transfer when we reach Glasgow, sir.
I see. Very well. I'll authorize it.
You'd agree to it? But how can you? There'll hardly be enough crew left to sail the Asp if that happens.
And if we keep them, what good will they be? As it is, they're so frightened that none of them wants to take the night watch. What will happen when they are told that the woman has been seen?
Those who saw her must be told to keep their mouths shut.
You think they will?
No. It's too late. It must be all over the ship already.
Do you believe Lansdowne saw the woman, Captain Aldridge?
Yes, Mr. Williams. I believe he did.
Did you ever see her?
No. Although I had a further experience with the ghost that finally convinced me of her presence. The noises had continued. The bumping sounds, the clinking of glasses, the laughter, and that terrible cry. Tell me, my friend, how old would you say my servant Watson is?
Well, I don't know. I suppose about 70 years old.
He's 48.
He can't be. His hair's white and he walks like an old man.
Yes, I know. But he had an experience with that grey lady that was like the worst nightmare anyone could have had. We were anchored in Milford Haven. Once more, my chief petty officer, Alan Fraser, and I had been ashore for dinner. It must have been about 11 o'clock in the evening when we returned to the ship.
I'll be sorry to leave Milford Haven, Fraser. Been a pleasant visit.
Ah, you're right there, sir. And with no grey lady to worry us. Well, perhaps she's left the ship at last.
Well, let's hope so. We'll know when we leave on Tuesday.
Hello? Someone's in my cabin door open.
And a lantern burning inside.
Must be Watson. I'll have to speak to him tomorrow. I know he's worried about the ghost, but he must not...
Cut eyes, Watson! Look at his face.
That's not Watson.
Oh, it is. Crouched in the corner like a terrified animal. What's the matter with you, man?
Go away. Leave me alone.
His face is like a death mask. Help me lift him. We'll put him back on the...
No,
front.
No, don't touch me.
It's all right. It's the captain, Watson. He's come to help you.
Let me stay here, in the corner. She mustn't find
Who's
me.
Who's going to find you, man?
The woman. The grey woman who... Oh, she's cunning. You don't know how cunning she is. She knows I'm here. She'll come and find me and then...
Now then, Watson, listen to me. There's nothing here that can hurt you. I promise you that...
You don't know what she can do.
I give you my word.
You won't let her touch me?
Of course not. Mr. Fraser and I will stay here with you.
I didn't want to go into the storeroom.
But you did go?
Yeah. The quartermaster wanted tea for tomorrow morning, so I went alone.
Don't speak about it. You don't want to.
I must speak about it. I must. You've got to be warned. No one must go in there again.
What happened?
I took a lantern... I went into the storeroom to fetch a ration of tea. I was just leaving when I heard that laugh of hers. And there she was, brushing her hair. Long hair it was, to her waist.
What happened then?
I wanted to run, but my legs wouldn't carry me. And then I heard it. That scream, that terrible, terrible scream. Then there was a crash, as if a chair had been knocked over and the sound of running feet. They ran right through me. You won't believe me, but they ran right through me. And there was silence.
What did you do then?
I came here, to the captain's cabin. And I've been here ever since. Oh, I can't stay aboard this ship any longer. I want to leave. I want to serve you, sir, but I can't stay here. She'll kill me. I know she will.
Now, Watson, don't worry. We'll put you ashore tomorrow.
You promise? You promise you won't leave me here so she can kill me?
I promise. We put Watson ashore at once. And eventually, he had to be invalided out of the Navy. That's when I brought him to my home. He's better now, but he never mentions the Grey Lady.
Was she ever seen again?
Oh, frequently. The crew came and went, but I remained. Then one night, towards the end of 1857, she made her last appearance.
It happened at Pembroke.
Where the Asp was refitted.
Yes. I suppose there could be something in that. Anyway, the Asp was tied up against the dockyard when a sentry ashore saw a woman on the ship's deck.
Had he heard of the Grey Lady?
No, not that I know of. He said he watched her walk across the gangway to the top of the wall and shouted, "Who goes there?" There was no answer. And as he drew closer and closer, he ran to the guardhouse to call out to the guard to help him. By the time they got back, she'd vanished.
And that was the last of her?
Oh, not entirely. Not far away from the harbour, there's a path that leads up the hill to an old churchyard. The soldiers swear they saw the figure of a woman vanishing amongst the tombstones. From that moment, she was never heard of again.
And you've never found out who she was?
To tell the truth, I've never really thought about her since. Now you've brought the whole story back to me.
You don't mind my writing the story?
Why should I? The old ship is free of her ghost now.
Oh, it's a fascinating story.
And I can guarantee a true one. Have you had any luck, Miss Thompson?
Oh, you've set me quite a problem, Captain Ulrich.
I was afraid I might have done. You know, I wouldn't have bothered if it hadn't been for that young reporter chap delving into the past. And that's when I felt I had to know who this woman was. I'm really sorry to have given you all this trouble.
Oh, that's what libraries are for, Captain. You know, I did have one thought. What about looking at a newspaper at the time?
Well, I hardly think there'd be any point in that.
Why not?
After all, we kept our Grey Lady a secret, and the first newspaper that's actually printed something about her is the present one.
I wasn't thinking of one printed during the time of the haunting. What about an earlier one?
How early?
Well, before the Asp was taken over by the Royal Navy.
You know, you could have something there. Have you got any?
Unfortunately, only two. These. But even if we draw a blank here, perhaps the British Museum reading room could help you.
Well, what are we waiting for? Will you help me look?
I'd be happy to. You take this one.
Thank you. I suppose it would help if we knew what we were looking for.
Something to do with the Irish Ferry Service. What about this? No, that's no good. That's really most frustrating. Oh, here's a bit. The ferry to Belfast has been delayed due to fog. Oh, no, that's not it. I'm afraid I've drawn a blank. There's nothing in this newspaper, Captain Aldridge. Captain Aldridge, what have you found something?
Listen to this. It can now be revealed that a terrible crime was perpetrated aboard the ferry between Scotland and Ireland last year. When the ship reached Belfast, it was found that a young woman passenger had been murdered in her bunk.
Well, it must be she.
There's not much more. The woman's throat had been slashed and the grey gown she was wearing covered in blood.
Oh.
In spite of intensive investigations, neither the identity of the victim nor that of her murderer has ever been discovered. The case is therefore closed, and the woman who was buried in a nameless grave must remain for all time a mystery.
The grey dress she was wearing.
Well, we seem to have come to the end of our search. Would you say that this unfortunate lady was the Grey Lady of HMS Asp, Miss Thompson?
I'm sure she was, Captain Aldridge. I'm sure she was.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.